Next up is gonna be Me, Fred, Bob.
Story of our time, a tragic but inspiring tale of manhood in its prime. You know you had a dozen sons, well, now that's not quite true. But feel no sorrow, do not grieve, he would not want you to. There's one more angel in heaven, there's one more star in the sky. Joseph will never forget you, it's tough but we're gonna get by. There's one less place at our table, there's one more tear in my eye. Joseph, the things that you stood for, like truth and light, never die. Joseph died as he wished to, he answered duty's call. He single-handed fought the beast that would have killed us all. His blood-stained coat is tribute to his final sacrifice. His body may be past its peak, but his soul's in paradise. There's one more angel in heaven, there's one more star in the sky. Joseph will never forget you, it's tough, but we're gonna get by. And there's one less place at our table, there's one more tear in my eye. But Joseph, the things that you stood for, like truth and light, never die. Carve his name with pride and courage, let no tear be shed. If he had not laid down his life, we all would now be dead.
And that was Me, Fred, Bob with There's One More Angel in Heaven from
Joseph.
Joseph
again.
Yeah, I can't even say the whole name.
And the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Thank you, Ambie.
You're welcome.
My first note is kind of shocking. It's Me, Fred, Bob, Pitchy, Blasphemy. Because it sounded like you were pitching, like, somewhere in the beginning. Was I the one who caught that?
I didn't hear that.
Or is that part of the song? It sounded pitchy to me. I don't know if it's part of the song or not.
I don't know. I didn't catch it. I know the song pretty well.
Okay. I wasn't really happy with the song choice. It was a little underwhelming for me. I mean, the energy was okay, but I felt like this was a step back from your Under the Sea from Sing Off.
Me, Fred, Bob. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs from Joseph because I think it's so funny. Yeah, having a Lone Star moment was my second note that I wrote down because it was country-ish. Your vocals, mixing-wise, could have been a bit louder, I think. It felt like the music at times was overpowering you. The accent kind of came and went a little bit. I don't know. It felt there were some times when you weren't doing an accent at all and then you were kind of doing it and then not doing it and back and forth. I liked it, but you could have gone bigger with it. Just because the nature of this song is so over the top. The story is completely a load of, and I have to bleep this because everything he's saying here is completely fake, false. There's nothing like, oh, he died, and oh, it was horrible, Dad, you should have seen it. No, the brothers killed the other brother. And they're just trying to cover their look, another bleep. So I think you could have gone bigger with it, exaggerated a bit more about what you were saying. But I did vocally like it, and it's definitely an improvement over some of the stuff that you did in the past, but it was a step back from last night. So, Jeffers?
Yeah, me Fred Bob. First note, Southern me Fred Bob. Interesting. While I think last night was better than to what you submitted tonight, I still think this is one of the better things you've submitted overall. Like, you are improving energy-wise, and while it wasn't all the way there tonight, it's still better than what you've done before. So that's good. I like that you were kind of playing around with it here and there, but yeah, it could have just been more. But yeah, it was all right for me. I don't have a lot to add.
It's just hard because we've had so many good submissions tonight. Like, I feel if you had submitted this to something similar to this 2 weeks ago, you would, when all the submissions were a little underwhelming, you would have been fine with this. But tonight we've had so many good things, and the cut's going to be fairly big-ish tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be scary,
It's going to be a bit
even for us
it's scary for
deciding.
us because I know I've liked everyone so far. There's been no one thus far that I could say, "Oh, that was horrible." Like, there no everyone has impressed me in some way, shape, or form tonight that I would like to keep them around. But yeah, we'll get to that when we have a couple more left before we actually have to sit there and go, "Oh God, what do we do?" So are we done?
I'm done.
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 Valkyrie Celeste. See, I can say it right too, Jeffers. Or did I say it wrong? Oh, man.
Justified. Nubia exploited. Valkyrie Celeste with Every Story is a Love Story from Aida. Again, I'm in Aida heaven tonight. On my first notes, oh my gosh, Valk, you and Omi should have submitted back to back, because then it would have gone from like your song into the continuation, which was Omi's song, and that would have been awesome. But that didn't happen, so
That would have been fun.
Who mixed for you tonight? Because I have more notes for that person than I do for you.
I would be willing to bet that was Cookies.
See, I don't think Cookies was on, because I was on when Valk was looking for someone to mix for her, and I obviously couldn't do it because I'm a judge here. So I don't know who mixed for her, and I don't think Cookies was around. But I have more notes for them than I do for you. First of all, a reverb would have been nice on it. Yeah. Since it's a little bit of a dreamy song. It's kind of dream sequency-ish almost, and it's so nice. A reverb would have been nice. I mean, it would have complemented it. It was still your vocals were very nice on this as well. And then there was a part in the middle and at the ends where the vocals were like a split second ahead of the music. It was right in the middle, and then again in the end, after you did like the crazy belting at the very beginning, I was like, oh my god, the ending notes on this can get really hard. Is she gonna do it? And then I went, oh my god, you're going for it. They were good. The belting was decent. It wasn't super. You were like that break in your voice between head and chest. I could hear where the break was in it, but you didn't crack, which I liked. You kind of just switched over, but it wasn't a big train wreck moment, which made me a little happy because I was a little worried for you when I was getting towards that moment because I knew it was coming. I was like, oh, please, no train wreck. Okay, no train wreck. Oh, but the vocals are off trample with the rhythm again. I liked your emotion on this overall, and I liked your singing on it, but, I mean, the mixing wasn't perfect. It was good. It wasn't the best I've heard tonight, but it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, Valk, I don't have a whole lot written down, but, like, because this is another one where I was just kind of, like, enjoying it and going along for the ride on this dreamy song. So I wasn't familiar with the song, so I had no idea the sharp upkick of energy was coming at the end, so my first note was like, oh, this is nice, but it could use a bit more oomph, Omi, oomph. It could use a bit more, you know, something to, like, really give the song, make it stand out. So like when it came to the break, I was like, dang, you kick that up, girl, go Valk. You rock that. I agree, it was good for me. It wasn't the best, but it was still decent.
I loved your energy and emotion in this. It was good. At first I wasn't sure if I was gonna like this, but until you got to the part where it kicked up a lot, like Jeffers says, I started to like it. I don't know Aida very well. I only know like my strongest suit pretty much. So I really can't really comment on it, but I really loved your energy and emotion in this, and that's all I have.
All right, we good? Mm-hmm. All right, done.
She's gonna sing them all because she's Faded Phantom.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. But then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked off the moss while a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or if they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is. Now you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
So that was Faded Phantom with Your Song by Elton John, which is kind of exciting because this is like a pop song. It's not like a, it's not a musical or Disney, you know, movie based.
It's thing. Not Aida.
Yeah. Yeah. Much.
So Faded, this was, it was all right for me. It wasn't my favorite thing you've done. I liked a lot of your lower parts, and I also liked a lot of your higher parts, but the parts in the middle range were a little for me. Like, I have downloaded, you were a tad flat here and there throughout the song. And for me, majority of those moments fell within that middle range. It wasn't quite the high part in the chorus, and it wasn't that low part at the beginning of the verse. It was somewhere in between. Because I have found you had some really nice moments, but it was a bit inconsistent for me. And I felt like some parts could have used a bit more energy. But it was all right. It wasn't bad. It's just, it was okay.
I'm going to have to agree slightly with Jeffers. I've heard better from you. I don't really know because I don't know this song. I don't know much Elton John pop at all. I do like your little speaking part, though. I think the line goes, the thing is, I thought that was a cute section. It was pretty and relaxing to listen to. I was like chilling when I was like, I was just like sitting back and just listening to it. But yeah, I have no mixing notes for you, so I think you did fine. Ambie?
Oh, okay. That got to me a lot faster than I thought it would. I don't have a lot of notes either. It was very pretty, and I personally think this was an improvement over last week, because last week was so outrageously over the top, and this was very nice and subtle, and your subtlety fit the song. However, it wasn't that I don't think you needed more energy in the song. I think you needed more power behind your singing. It just, because the energy was about right, because it's a bit more of a somber song than most songs are. So I don't think it was energy that you needed, but I just felt like you needed something, some oomph and some power behind what you were saying. It was a little, maybe even I would go as far as unsupported. In that middle zone, like Jeffers was talking about, your lower notes were good, your higher notes were good, but that kind of part in the middle got a little sketchy. What you did have, you lost it completely in those sections. But overall, it was pretty. I liked your voice on it. I did like your voice on it. It's in my middle zone. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I
Tonight,
forgot to
everyone
mention.
is pretty close
Oh.
tonight for the most part. There's a couple people. I don't have a bottom. I have like a top in the middle. I don't have a bottom
Yeah,
at
me
all.
too.
This is good. I
This
like.
is good, but it's
Yeah.
gonna make making cuts really hard because I don't have any bottom whatsoever.
But it's really
Right.
pleasant to judge.
Yes, it's much
I'm
more
liking
pleasant when
tonight.
there is no bottom.
I really like this. Done?
Done.
Done.